Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Puerto Rico's entire electricity grid has been knocked out by Hurricane Fiona. The storm made landfall Sunday on the island's southwest coast with sustained winds of 85 miles per hour. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says catastrophic flooding is occurring. Puerto Rican Governor Pedro Pierluisi has welcomed steps taken by President Biden to facilitate the provision of disaster relief. Pierluisi is heard here through a BBC interpreter.
The flood warning for the whole of Puerto Rico is extended until Monday. President Biden has already approved the federal emergency declaration I requested yesterday, and that will begin the process of immediate help and response after the storm passes.
Kozatsha Lopanyu in the Kharkiv region of Ukraine used to be the busiest border crossing from Kharkiv to Belgorod, Russia before the war. As NPR's Jason Bobian reports, the town was retaken last week by Ukrainian forces, and like in so many other liberated areas, much of the town has been destroyed and basic infrastructure needs to be repaired.
I'm here in the town of Kozatsha Lopanyu, which is about 2 miles from the Russian border. It was actually the last train stop in Ukraine before the trains cross into Russia. This area has been under occupation since the very early days of the invasion. And the scene that is here is playing out throughout much of this area that has been recently liberated by Ukrainian authorities. There's no electricity here. The cell service doesn't work. The gas lines have been destroyed. None of the shops are operating. And people here right now are completely dependent on humanitarian aid, even just to get food.
NPR's Jason Bobian at the Russian border in eastern Ukraine. The European Union may cut billions from the amount it gives Hungary over allegations of corruption by Prime Minister Viktor Orban's government. As Terry Schultz reports, it's the first time the bloc is making use of a mechanism that's designed to protect taxpayer money.
The European Commission wants to withhold $7.5 billion from Hungary's budget allotment after warning Budapest for years it needs to clean up procedures regarding how it spends EU funds. An EU investigation found irregularities linked to 4% of the money Budapest gets from the bloc. EU Budget Commissioner Johannes Hahn welcomes this first use of the rule of law mechanism designed to penalize countries which are not following the bloc's norms.
This is indeed a real game changer.
A majority of EU countries needs to approve the proposal within 3 months for it to take effect. The Hungarian government has pledged to pass numerous new laws and measures by November to address the Commission's concerns. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
People across Britain paused for a minute of silence at 8 p.m. Sunday to honor Queen Elizabeth, who died earlier this month. Her funeral on Monday at Westminster Abbey is expected to be the biggest gathering of world leaders in many years. President Biden traveled to London this weekend and also paid his respects at Queen Elizabeth's coffin on Sunday. You're listening to NPR News. Floodwaters are receding in parts of western Alaska after the region was battered by the worst storm in half a century this weekend. The remnants of Typhoon Mirbok brought high winds and water, and some communities had major flooding. Caitlin Lardeo is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. She says for many communities, heading to higher ground when the waters began to rise was not an option.
These places don't have that. There are a lot of I think most of their buildings are one floor, so seeking higher ground is extremely difficult, as well as evacuating by leaving by car.
The storm system has now moved to the north and continues to threaten some communities on Alaska's northwest coast. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in Green Bay, Wisconsin Sunday to stump for Republicans in tight election races there. He blasted the number of migrants who were crossing the U.S. southern border, and he praised his recent move to fly 50 migrants unannounced to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, which is a sanctuary city.
I think if you have an open border, then they should go to sanctuary jurisdictions. I mean, that's just the reality.
DeSantis added that the migrants hit a jackpot when they landed in Massachusetts. The Global Registry of Fossil Fuels goes live on Monday. The Internet database will be the first public database of fossil fuel production, reserves, and emissions, and will initially cover 75% of all world production. The database was developed by the Global Energy Monitor and the group Carbon Tracker. It shows that if burned, the world's reserves would generate 3.5 trillion tons of greenhouse emissions, which is more than all that's been produced since the Industrial Revolution began. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.